It's Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Rock City's premium section. I have D-Rock with me today. Hello, D-Rock.
How's it going? What's up, Kiss Army?
I'm trying to get more premium stuff put down. Jody's busy. He's working. He's been working a lot lately. This is good because money talks and bullshit walks.
Yeah.
that's the way it works. Anyway, one of the things that I wanted to put on here was I have been posting questions on Facebook on our page. Podcast Rock City's Facebook page, and in the all kinds of little things, and the kind of like a what's your favorite, and then I fill in the blank, or what do you hate the most, or whatever, right? So, right. So I wanted to throw some of these at you. I'll answer them too, but we'll start with let's see here, best Peter Criss costume.
Best Peter Criss costume. I think I answered that one yesterday on the radio show. I'm going with the Destroyer costume.
Right. That's the one a lot of people picked. I personally love the Love Gun costume with the bandoliers and everything. Well, let's see. Now, a bunch of people are answering these, and if you guys are listening to this and you're on our Facebook page and you see one of these, make sure you go ahead and answer the question. Best Gene costume. I like creatures. You all right? You dying?
Yeah, I am. My sinus has been killing me.
I like the creatures. That's my favorite costume of all of his costumes. What's yours?
I would have to go with like the early Gene. You know, the whole bat costume.
Like
old leather from like 73, 74. Oh,
okay, all right. Yeah, cool.
You know, without the spikes, you know, it was just real simple.
Yeah. With the tie-up chest thing.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of like the pirate shirt strings, you know?
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, I'm big. I don't know, man. The boots... You know, when he did the creatures thing, I want to say that he wore two different kinds of boots, but the ones that I liked were the ones that were all spiky. They weren't like the Love Gun boots. I liked the ones
that... Yeah, they weren't the scales. They had, like, the spikes, like his shoulder pads sticking off.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. They kind of like stalactites and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, rocks. They look like rocks. How about that?
Right.
And it's not the Dynasty, like, tinfoil costume, but...
Right.
Anyway, all right. Favorite Ace costume for me, it's Love Gun.
I agree with that one.
That's a badass costume. And a lot of, you know, it just depends on, you know, who you are, you know, what you like. But the Love Gun costume for me is badass. I'll tell you something funny. You know his Alive costume? Did you ever see the guy from Green Jello?
No.
Okay, so on Ace's Alive costume, I want to say he's got like these... circles are, you know, around that like V-neck thing that, you know, that he's wearing.
The tube looking things.
Yeah. I want to say that the I want to say that the guy from Green Jello had the same costume, except it had smiley faces. I'll have to double check and look that up to make sure I know what I'm talking about, but
that's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Let's see. What else? What was the last one? Where was I? Costume. Oh, Paul, of course.
That one's tough.
Yeah, see, for
me... I kind of like the...
it's still Love Gun for me.
The one, too. You know, that's like the whole open in the front, you know, like all the way down to his waist thing.
Oh, and then with all the studs that make it look like he's got, like, elephantitis of the nuts...
Yeah, looks like somebody pinged him about 100 times with a pellet gun.
It's true.
That's of course, if funny. Jody was on the show, he'd probably be making a remark to smuggling plums on that one.
Smuggling plums. All right, here we go.
You've never heard that story?
No, but I want to save it. I want to save it. Let's not do that one. Let's save it. All right. All right. I promise. It's gotta be told by Jody. Okay, hold on. All right. Best Ace vocal. Let's see. The most popular. Let's see. Man, it's all over the place.
It is. That's going to be a hard one.
Shock Me, Hard Times, Rocket Ride, Shock Me, Words Are Not Enough, Words Are Not Enough, Rip It Out, you know, I'm in Need of Love. It's all over the place. My favorite is Torpedo Girl. Yeah, that song sounds so much like fun, you know?
Right.
What about you?
Man, for me, it's kind of a toss-up between, you know, the two obvious ones for me, Rip It Out or Shock Me. You know, it's a toss-up between the two on that one.
Huh. I like, I like Torpedo Girl. But those are good. Those are good. There's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. Let's see. I wonder what everybody out there listening thinks. If, you know, send me a message, podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. I even pause now. I don't even, like, say it. And sometimes I feel like just blowing through, you know? But it's really funny.
Let's see. You know, either me or Jody's going to end up saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And one day I'm going to get you guys battling against each other. Let's see. Best Peter vocal. Mine is Hooligan. I love that vocal.
Yeah. I have to go with Getaway.
All right. Yeah. And there, you know, I'll tell you what some of the, let's see, the people on there. I Can't Stop the Rain, somebody put.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Black Diamond.
That's a good call.
Black Diamond, it says, especially in the early days. Hooligan, Dirty Livin', Baby Driver, Getaway. Black Diamond, Hooligan, I Can't Stop the Rain, Mainline, Hard Luck Woman, Strange
call.
Ways, Baby Driver, I Can't Stop the Rain. Man, I'm surprised I got so many. Mainline, Black Diamond, period, Timmy Rodriguez says.
You know, I am a really big fan of Black Diamond, you know, but... You know, Getaway still just, it just has more feeling to it, you know, than Black Diamond. But Black Diamond was sang very, very well, too.
Yeah, live it kicks ass, like major ass kicking. All right, let's see. What was the next one? Best Gene Vocal. Damn.
Best Gene Vocal.
This is tough.
That is a very tough one.
I'll tell you what we had a bunch of people talk on this one. Let's see. I'll go through some of them. See You Tonight off Unplugged, Unholy. Somebody wrote When You Wish Upon a Star, LOL. When You Wish Upon a Star, No Doubt, Charisma. Thou Shall Not, Hell or High Water, Rock and Roll Hell. Unholy, Naked City. You know what? That's going to be my pick, Naked City. Going Blind, Almost Human, Naked City, Going Blind. It says, now Timmy Rodriguez again says Going Blind on the Unplugged version, but Unholy is wicked. The Scream and Deuce might take the cake, though.
Right.
Yep. What about you?
Now, I really, really love Unholy, but... I'm actually going with the other one that was actually only mentioned once, and I was going to say Charisma.
What is my charisma? That's my singing for the night. No more. Let's see. All right, now here's the toughest one. Paul's best vocal.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you see, there's so many.
That's almost like a catch-22, man. That's almost an impossible question.
I'm going to go with Just a Boy. No, I'm kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Hold on. Let's see. I got a ton of answers on this one. I'm not going to do them all. Unplugged, I Still Love You. And people leave like 10 different ways. I Still Love You, Heaven's on Fire, I Was Made for Loving You, My Way, Fight Hell to Hold You, just to name a few. Odyssey, I Still Love You, Unplugged. That is really good. If you listen to the isolated vocal track From My Way, you'll cream. That's what Dan O'Halloran said. Not the best song, but his vocals are incredible. Insane range. My buddy Joe Ciambelli from Detroit says, I Still Love You. I'm a Legend Tonight, My Way, the entire Unplugged album. Joe Ciambelli, man, one day, D-Rock, you got to meet him, man. That dude, you two would get in so much trouble together. Look, my favorite Joe Ciambelli story. You ready?
Yeah.
So he pulled up to the, it was date night with his wife. He pulled up to the movie theater to let her out, I think because it was raining or something. So he let her out, and when she got out of the car, he yelled, "Don't you run, because I'll find you again."
Oh, God.
That dude's awesome.
That does sound like something I'd do.
He got me on the Kiss Cruise, he brought me a few things, but he brought me a glass that said, "I have people in Detroit," and I use it all the time, and every time I use it, I think of Big Joe. Well, actually, right. He's Little Joe now. He's another one that lost a lot of weight, which I wish I could fucking do it. All right,
yeah,
let's
I'm trying
see.
To.
I Still Love You, A Million to One, anything off his solo album, Chris Dole said. Ken Mills, the Podfather, said, no question, Odyssey, music from The Elder. It shows his range. Forever, Chris Vance, I Still Love You, Take It Off, I Want You, Tonight You Belong to Me. I just can go on forever. There's so many of them. I guess for me, I want to say, I do like Nowhere to Run.
Yeah.
When he sings that, da, na, 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 I can't sing it.
Right. Come on, best. Use that split punching bag in the back.
I got to hit myself in the punching bags in order to hit those notes. So your favorite, Paul, would be what?
I'm going with the last one that was mentioned. I'm going with Tonight You Belong to Me.
That's a good one.
You know, because, I mean, it starts off all nice and mellow, but then he kind of kicks it in, you know, and it shows a lot of heart, you know, a lot of feeling in the way that he sang it. You know, he's portraying his emotions. So,
and I agree.
It's a lot of what singing's supposed to be about. So.
I agree. What was I going to say? What's your favorite stage that you've ever seen? I mean, we've seen video of just of everything. So what's your favorite stage they ever had?
I got to go with Love Gun.
Love Gun, yeah. It's pretty iconic. The tank stage is pretty badass too, but I think overall the Love Gun stage is pretty epic. I like the Dynasty stage too. I like how sleek it is. The thing about the Dynasty stage is it is sleek looking. It's not rough around the edges at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's very
contoured.
Yeah, it's very sleek. It looks like, you know, I love how it has like that, you know, it's like a ramp up and around the back. You could look like if you were a skateboarder, you'd have a great time on that stage.
Oh, hell yeah. Put Paul on some rollerblades, he'd have a blast.
I never thought about that. But God, no. He falls and gets another concussion. His fans around the world are going to freak out harder than shit.
He'd be like Eric Carr trying to run up to the side on that one stage and tripped up the steps.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, let's see. I know I did more. Let's see. What are we looking for here? Once again, thank you guys for signing up for the premium section of Podcast Rock City. Oh, here's a good one. God of Thunder or Unholy?
I gotta go with Unholy.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
I mean, I do love God of Thunder, but Unholy really fucking sticks out there for me.
It's a badass, man. I'm gonna go with...
I actually sang that one time at karaoke with Jody. And I was hitting that real high scream, you know, gravelly scream at the end.
Yeah.
And my leg the sleeve that holds my leg on tore, and my leg fell out from underneath me, and I face planted into the karaoke TV and broke it and fucked everything else.
This is the greatest story I have ever heard in my life. I cannot wait for the smuggling plums story.
Actually, it has nothing to do with Kiss. It has to do with Striper, but it's funny. That's it has to do plenty. About spandex pants.
Yeah, that's I will, you know. All right, here's another one. Better song, Black Diamond or 100,000 Years?
Black Diamond.
Yeah, me too. Yep. So, well, all right. Well, let's conclude this. Thank you guys for listening. This is part one of our best What Do You Love? We'll do another one eventually. There's all kinds of things that we could get into. Whose boots? What are the better boots and shit like that? And, you know, all kinds of stuff. We'll have other stuff to talk about next time. Thank you guys for listening. D-Rock, tell everybody bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.